772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
One thing I can say, God gave me to discern at a young age in the church I was brought up in was that there was a struggle with works and the law. And somehow God just guarded my mind to where I never felt a fit. I loved the people. I was loved by the people. Got along, worked there, labored, you know, was committed, submitted. But in my mind, it's like God was reserving something. Because how many know it's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. That doesn't justify us on the other side to just do our thing. But we cannot be bound by a works mentality, because that's not going to save you either. Both of them are from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right, so receiving and continuing in grace is the only biblical answer we have to having victory over sin. Let me say it again. Receiving and continuing in grace is the only biblical answer we have a victory over sin. Yeah, I want people to be very careful about even these 40 days of prayer. It's been wonderful up till now. I tell you, I think anybody that's been pressing their way out knows that some very strong changes, shifts have taken place in the spirit and in our hearts. But we don't want to make it a works thing. You know, God is still, let me just say it this way and bring it into perspective. Prayer is not God. Amen. Even though we should pray without ceasing. Amen. You know, people tend to like Peter when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration. He saw things and he said, Lord, let us build 3 tabernacles here. No, it's a part. It's a component. It's very important to us. But God is God all by himself. Okay, we want to establish that. This is so liberating to our spirit. We want to establish that in our spirit. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 6, and let's look at verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Say that with me. Say it emphatically. Sin has no dominion over me. That second part of that verse says, for you are not under the law, but under grace. How is it that sin can have no dominion over you? Because you are under grace. I want to say that again. How is it that sin can have no dominion over you? Because you are under grace. Therefore, sin cannot dominate you. Now, if you're trying to work it out in your own strength, you're going to struggle. Struggle, struggle, struggle. And you go from one extreme to the other extreme. But if you understand that you are under the law of grace, suddenly a struggle ceases. Okay, let's dig a little deeper here. When a person is under the law, let me say, or under grace, truly living under grace, it's a life, number one, there's a life of joy. Some have lost joy. And as we go into this message, you're going to see how to get it back. As a matter of fact, it never went anywhere. It's still there because it's a fruit of the Spirit. But a life of grace, number one, has joy. A saint of God ought to be the most joyful person on the planet. Hello? Let me say that again. I said a saint of God ought to be the most joyful person on the planet. That don't mean you have to be the life of the party. I'm talking about real joy. Number two, a saint of God should have peace. You should not always be stressed out, anxious, troubled, angry, in a hurry. Amen. You need peace. But see, that peace is only going to come from grace. See, we have a peace the world cannot give us. Amen. And the world can't take it from us. There's nothing that can compare to this peace that we have. That is an extension of God's grace. Number three, with the peace, there is rest. Write these things down. There is rest. And with all that comes victory. How many of we walk in victory? Come on, we don't walk in defeat. I don't walk in cycles of defeat. No matter what our circumstances is, like some of the songs say, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Amen. We're not governed by that. We're not dominated by that. That does have no dominion over us. We walk to the beat of another drum. We walk to another law. We are subjected to another kingdom. Amen. Whose kingdom rules and reigns. Amen. Now, when we walk in that victory, there's joy, there's peace, there's rest. Now, if we're not in grace, now you're saved, but not in grace, then you are having difficulty. You are frustrated. Come on, you're saved, but you are living in a cycle of defeat. Come on, saved, but defeated. That's because you've not understood the grace to change. I'm telling you, God is changing people. They may look the same on the outside. They're just glowing a little more. But God is changing people from the inside. Amen? So you can determine joy, peace, rest, and victory, or difficulty, frustration, and defeat. We must learn, and go with me to another verse. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. You must learn how to continue in the Lord as you came into the Lord. Let me say that again. That's why I went way back to when you were first saved. You know that joy that you had when you were first saved? Where is it today? You know that peace that you had, that enthusiasm that you had, that passion that you had? Where is it today? I'm telling you something, it ain't going nowhere. It's still there. You just have to locate it. You just have to learn how to release it. And that's my intention today, to show you the key to unleash that grace that God saved you with. You got to continue in that grace. Amen. All right? So, look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. Do you have that? As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. As you have received him, so walk ye in him. When you received him, you had a tremendous trust in God. You know, if somebody could do what he did in you immediately and change you like that, you trusted him, you loved him, there was nothing you would withhold from him, nothing you wouldn't do for him. And now you done got smart. Now you done got cool. Now you done got wise. But that verse says, get it back up there. What does it say? As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. I'll take some of y'all back to the old landmark. Back to where you first started. See, some people think when they first started, let me tell you something. Even though when you first started, you didn't know much in Christ, the Holy Spirit that came into you was not a baby. That's the same Holy Spirit that saved you 30 years ago. He's the same Holy Spirit that has taught you what you know now, that has been with you up until now. He's not grown up. He was always grown up. Hello? It's just that you learn some things. But I want to show you something here that's so, so important that we understand, because there's no little Holy Ghost. What he was able to impart to you then through grace on that level, now that you're on this level, you should have the same spirit of faith so that he can impart to you on this level how he imparted to you on that level. When's the last time we read that verse, Luke 6:38? I heard somebody, oh, Lord. Somebody said, oh, Jesus, Jesus. Huh? And I mean really believed it. Now, when you were first saved, that verse was alive to you. And we operated in it. It was nothing for us to do stuff that was unconventional and out of the box. But right now everything is calculated. Let me think about it. God's already spoke to you, but now you gotta think about it. You're gonna just think your way out of it. Back then, when God spoke, amen, they had to hold you back. Amen. A herd of horses couldn't have stopped you from obeying God. But now, tell somebody it's time to go back to the old landmark. I want to make a statement to you here. Your salvation is a complete work. It's a completed work. 2015, watch, mindsets are going to shift from a works mentality to a grace mentality. You're going to understand grace like you've never understood it before, and therefore growth is going to be accelerated. What God has been wanting to fulfill, once you get a hold of it, God's going to be able to fulfill it. It ain't going to take a long time. Hello? Because you're going to understand his grace. All right, so salvation is a complete work. It's completed. In the moment of your salvation, now stay with me, even though it didn't manifest altogether, in the moment of your salvation, everything about you changed. See, I feel you right now. I feel some of y'all because of how you've been brought up.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of Mega Grace, the grace to change. If you're walking in frustration, in defeat, and life is always difficult, this is contrary to walking in grace. As children of God, we should always have peace. This is a peace that the world can't give us. We walk to the beat of another drum. Joy, peace, and rest. Colossians 2 and 6 states, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Your salvation is a complete work in him." In this year, 2015, your mentality is going to shift from a work to a grace mentality. Sin has no dominion over us because we are under the grace of God. Living under the grace will bring joy, peace, rest, and victory. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.